Hello, my name is Victor Oliver. My wife Dixie and I have been living at Shell Point since 2012, and permanently we moved here on the island about 4 years ago. I began my faith journey when I was 15, and over the ensuing years, I've become an avid reader of the Bible. I didn't say that I was a Bible teacher, just I enjoy reading the Bible every day. As I've read over the years, I've come to the conclusion that God is the great communicator, and He continues to communicate today just like He did in Bible times. A few examples from the scriptures. When Stephen was discussing issues about his Jewishness and his faith in Jesus Christ, he began by discussing and talking about Abraham, who is considered to be the founder of the Jewish faith. And he said, "The God of glory appeared to Abraham." Can you imagine that? The God of glory appearing to a man. And God said to Abraham, "I want you to leave everything." Yes, family, friends, culture, language, society. "And I want you to go to a place I'm going to show you. You've never put your foot on that land yet, but it's going to belong to you, and the people who will inherit it from you over the next years." Wow. God used visions, dreams. Remember the story of the apostle Saul, who later became Paul, when he was riding to Damascus to persecute Christians. Jesus appeared to him, and the light was so blinding it knocked Paul off his horse. And when Jesus talked to him, Paul eventually couldn't see, and he was led like a blind man into Damascus. And then God went and talked to Ananias, a disciple, and said, "I want you to go to a house on Straight Street." You notice how specific God was in speaking to people? A personal illustration. When I was in my early 20s, I'd been on a faith journey for 5, 6, 7 years. I had a devastating, I would even use the word deadly, occurrence in my life. I remember lying on my bed in a strange city, in an upstairs attic room, crying, thinking, my life is ended, no hope for me. My future is destroyed. And it was all because of a false accusation. And as I lay on the bed, hot tears scalding my cheeks, all of a sudden, somewhere about 5, 6, 7 yards away, a divine presence came. It was white. I think it was Jesus, but I couldn't say for sure. But I heard His words say to me, "This is My will for you." As I heard those words with the tears on my cheeks, the only thing I could say was, "Then I guess it's going to be okay." Okay isn't a good word to describe what happened over the next year or so. I met my wonderful wife, Dixie. Oh, there were so many wonderful things that happened that year. God spoke to me in a voice that I could hear. But there are many times when, over the years, when he speaks with nudges, with visions, with dreams. I'm not super spiritual. I'm just an ordinary follower of Jesus. But I know that God continues to communicate and speak. He uses lions, donkeys, ravens. The Bible talks about all these amazing things, human occurrences where he was present like a human being. But in every instance, it was clear that God was communicating to human beings, and they responded and heard and understood his communication. I hope you are open these days to hearing, to seeing, to understanding how he communicates to us in these modern times. Thank you for listening.